Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shere Sponsor, Lui Nishman, Sain B'Yakov Shom, Le'ap HaSitzchok. We're holding in Oireas Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, a little bit below the middle of the Amud, the Gemara says, Omar Abasi u'behoiro halech achar roiv yoish v'eret Yisrael. You need to have the majority of Klal Yisrael in order to have the hoiros based in Parhel M'dova Shal Tzibur. What does the majority depend on? The majority depends on people that live in Eretz Yisrael, not Am Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Avnei Nezer and Or Chaim Siman Shim Yudalit, he points out to the Maharal in the Siva Tzedakah Perek Vov. The Maharal there speaks about the idea of Ribbis, why Ribbis is so chomer, because Ribbis is the opposite of responsibility that Am Yisrael has to each other. What's called Arvus. Arvus means we're responsible for each other. So responsible for each other is not only to make sure everybody does the right thing, but also to help each other with loans. And Ribbis is the opposite of helping each other. So the Maharal points out that in the parasha of Ribbis, it says, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Tzeis Yitzchem Eretz Yitzchayim, Laseis Lachem Et Eretz Knan. The Torah adds that Am Yisrael received Eretz Knan. Says the Maharal, why is that so? Why do I have to mention that regarding Ribbis? Says the Maharal, because the whole idea of Ribbis and the Azor of Ribbis is the opposite of Arvus, of responsibility of Am Yisrael to each other. So that's why you're mentioning Eretz Yisrael. Because only once Am Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, that's when started the union of Arvus. That's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that the Pasuk says, V'anigli yislonu l'vanenu, there's dots over there in the Pasuk, to tell me they were not responsible for each other only once they went into Eretz Yisrael. Before they went into Eretz Yisrael, there was no responsibility. There was no din of Arvus. So says the Maharal, that's the Losh of the Maharal. V'lo yinasu Yisrael mechuborim liyos am echod legamrei. Am Yisrael did not connect to be one nation. Ad shebo'u le'oretz v'yu b'yachad ba'oretz. Until they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were together there. V'ayalim mokom echod hu Eretz Yisrael. And they had one place which is Eretz Yisrael. V'al yidei Eretz Yisrael im am echod legamrei. Only through Eretz Yisrael, they're one nation. Meaning the Maharal is telling us that Am Yisrael don't become echod, they don't become one complete united nation till they don't go into Eretz Yisrael. And some pointed out that really it's a lashon of the Zohar, Chelek Gimel, Daf Tzad Gimel Amud Beis, that speaks about Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echot. It says Lo Ikru Echot Elo Be'oretz. They're now one until you get to Eretz Yisrael. And in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel, we explain this a little bit more, because the main place where you do the mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. And because Am Yisrael is Am Yisrael through the Torah, so if Am Yisrael, the place to do the mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael, so that's the only place where they're really a nation who is coming to do the mitzvahs of the Torah. So says the Avnei Nezer, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. Why do we go and we determine the roiv of the Am Yisrael based on Yoshua Eretz Yisrael? Because only in Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael is one Am, is one nation, is Echot. Only there the Ikri call. So the Avnei Nezer adds another thing. He says that whoever is outside of Eretz Yisrael is not part of the call. The call is determined only based on whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael. That's a tremendous chiddush that the Avnei Nezer adds based on the Maharal. Eretz Yisrael is what makes Am Yisrael to one nation. The Avnei Nezer is adding that they remain one call only in Eretz Yisrael and not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Just to add one more thing, which is again now to the parshas that we're reading these weeks. Because the Gemara at the end of Chof Lubei says, the Gemara brings it there twice, two mandarim that say the Gimel mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael b'kisos l'aretz. There's three mitzvahs that Amishlai got when they went into Eretz Yisrael: to appoint a king, to destroy Amalek, and to build Beis HaMikdash. Why dafka these three mitzvahs? So maybe one could suggest, based on this Maharal, that this is the reason we said these three mitzvahs when you go into Eretz Yisrael. Because these three mitzvahs have to do with Amishlai being one nation. Having a king, ein melech beloyam. Building Beis HaMikdash is one Beis HaMikdash for the entire Am Yisrael. And to destroy Amalek, the Chinuch says, only the nation of Klal Yisrael destroys Amalek. So these are mitzvahs that belong to Am Yisrael as an Am, as a nation. And the Am Yisrael does not become a full nation until they go into Eretz Yisrael. That's why these three mitzvahs are given to Am Yisrael when they go into Eretz Yisrael. Just to add a Gevaldik Ke'orah to this, and this is something I presented to my Rebbe Ramir Shapir Zitzal. Where is the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash written? In Parshas Rei, Kima Mokem Sheivcha Hashem Lekecho, L'Shum Shmo Yisham. And where is the mitzvah of appointing a king? That's the next Parsha, Parsha Shaftim. Soim Tosim Lecha Melech. And where's the mitzvah mechias amolek? That this week's parasha, Pashke Teitze, Zochas HaShasalach HaAmolek. We know the Sefer Dvarim is the Sefer, which is the psicho, which is the preview to go to Eretz Yisrael. Parashas Ekev speaks about all the miles of Eretz Yisrael, the physical miles and the spiritual miles, as the Rabbeinu Bichai explained there in the parasha. Immediately after Parashas Ekev, we have three parashas, and each parasha has one of the mitzvahs shenitztavu Yisrael bekisos of the Haaretz, the mitzvah of Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah of King, and the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek. These are the parashas of Sefer Dvarim, which are the preview to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is where Am Yisrael becomes the one nation, Am Echod. That's where the Arvu starts, and that's the Yisrael of the Maharal, that's Yisbar, and this Sugya as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email us, WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.